Welcome to The Liberated Life, the podcast for women who are done pretending that they have it all figured out and are ready to live with more freedom, clarity, and courage. I'm Lucy Maeve, your guide on a journey through the unspoken parts of healing, desire, and self-discovery. This is a place to be seen, heard, and held, where we embrace all the complexities and contradictions of being fully alive. No masks, no shortcuts, just the real work and real liberation. Hello, my sweet loves. Oh my goodness, it's such a joy to be here with you for this first full episode. It really is such a gift, and I take it not lightly that you have chosen to spend some time with me. So thank you for gifting me that time. The intention of this episode is really to, I guess, kind of create a salve and a holding for anyone who is in that space of knowing that something isn't quite right, but not really being able to explain why it feels not right. A lot of you I know will have heard my story before, but I'm going to share a little bit more about my story in a way that I perhaps haven't shared previously to give context for this work, and also to dive into some of the themes that I kind of see in the women that I work with. Get to introduce just a place of inquiry for you all and a place of just opening the playing field, I guess, for the deeper discussion that comes in some of the subsequent episodes. So for those of you who don't know my story, I started my career on the trading floor. So like the, for people that aren't in banking, they're like, I think the image of it is like the buy, sell, which in all honesty, it's not like that anymore. But in that world, in investment banking, so I was selling equity derivatives on the trading floor of two of the world's biggest banks. And it's so funny because I look back and that was really like a life that I had manifested in many ways. Like when I was 14, I decided I wanted to be like Sandra Bullock from 2 Weeks Notice. And although she was a lawyer, but you know what I mean? I wanted to be that woman that was like tottering around London with a Selfridges bag and like with her expensive clothes and her nice flat and all the stuff. And I built that life. I really did. I had the amazing job. I got paid big bonuses. I like went on amazing holidays all the time. I had a beautiful flat. I had a wardrobe as per the Selfridges personal shopper woman. I was in my 20s. Like objectively, I think a lot of people looked at me and were like, oh, she's like got it together. You know, she's getting paid six-figure bonuses. Like she's got it together. But in all honesty, there was a deep pain inside of me. And I don't even know if I would have called it a pain at the time. I think I just knew that something felt wrong. And the time that it was the most apparent to me was on the day that I got my bonus 1 year and I got given the six-figure bonus. And I went home and I cried. And I was like, what is the point in all of this? Like, I felt nothing. And that really sums up how I was feeling for quite a long period of time in my 20s. And to be honest, this also predates my 20s. But was this sense of numbness, of feeling like something wasn't right, like I wasn't, life wasn't what it was meant to be, and I didn't know why. And part of the problem that compounded it for me was that I was the forever single girl. I was the one who was like literally always single, apart from when I like chased around unavailable men, both emotionally and otherwise unavailable. And I told myself that the reason that I felt numb was because I didn't have a relationship. I was like, if only I could have a relationship, then it would all be good. Then, like, all of these, this sense of something being wrong would disappear. And I know that there are not a lot of women and men that feel this way, either in relationship or out of relationship and desiring that. But this sense of like, my life on the surface looks so great and in many ways looks like what we're meant to have and like what we've been told for so long will make us happy. But there is something inside of me that is telling me that something is wrong, like deeply wrong. And it can be a really scary, scary space to be in, especially when objectively we have most of the things that we have been taught are the things that will make us happy. Like, I was the high achiever. I always got A's. Like, I never got a B in my life. I got a first class degree in chemistry. I then went and worked in investment banks. Like, I followed the path. I was like, I've done the things that are meant to bring me to this utopia. Like, I've done the things that I was told would mean that I would be successful. And then I got to some level of, in inverted commas, success and felt really lonely and really miserable, in all honesty. And a lot of the time I had this experience of almost feeling trapped. Like, I would go through phases of being like, I just need to find a partner and then it would all be fine. And then I would flip to like, oh my God, I just need to like run away. I need to go to like an island and live somewhere else. Or I need to escape somehow. I need to escape this job. I need to escape this reality. There was like a very strong urge inside of me that was like, I just feel trapped and I need to get away from this thing. And to be honest, I didn't even really know what the thing was. And this is a really important piece that I want to talk about, because I thought for a long time, and to be honest, I even thought after I had left my job, which is why I think a lot of people have projected onto me this whole thing about me working with people that want to quit jobs, I thought that I felt trapped because of the job. Like, I thought that like, I am freeing myself from this job and now I'm going to go and I'll be free. But that wasn't what I was freeing myself from. Because the truth was, the reason that I felt trapped in that reality and the reason that I felt like something was deeply wrong and I was broken was because I was trapped inside of myself. It wasn't anything to do with the outside world, the job, the men that didn't love me, the friendships, anything. It was me being trapped inside of myself. And it's interesting because when I think about that period of time, there was a sense in me of like, I feel like there's this thing, something inside of me like wants to, it's like almost like panicking. It wasn't fear, but it was like this sense of something needs like wrong and it needs to like escape out. I mean, I don't know what it is and I feel trapped. And what I see that as now, which is so common in so many people, is like our true essence, the true version of us exists, the free version of us, the like inspired version of us, the wondrous version of us, the magical version of us, the like liberated version of us is trapped inside of the cage that we have created for ourselves. And the cage that we have created for ourselves is made up of like all the ways in which we think we have to be in order to keep it together, like to keep our shit together. So for me, what that looked like was like I'd created this life that was, to be honest, it was so tight. It was like, I need to like make sure that I look a certain way and I need to be really fit and I need to have a body that looks a certain way and I need to like never be too vulnerable and I need to always make sure that people like me and I need to like not share too much to my heart and I need to perform and I need people to think that I'm good and I need to think that people like I want people to think that I'm special and I need to make sure that I don't ask for too much. It was like all of these constraints of all these I must be list of a million different things. And all of those things basically resulted in me feeling so trapped, because anywhere I moved, it was like, I can't actually let myself out because I'm so trapped inside this construct of like all of these ways that I have to be in order to be accepted in the world. and it felt so claustrophobic. It was like soul level claustrophobia of being like buried underneath all these roles and expectations that I'd placed on myself. Like, it wasn't that I was trapped inside of my job. It was that I was trapped in an identity that I didn't know that I could question. And I had outgrown that identity, and I didn't realize that that was what was going on. But my body knew that that was what was going on. So I started to have like all of these like crazy physical symptoms, to be honest. And I was not one of the people that had like full blown burnout or any of those things, but I had like weird skin stuff, like big like cystic acne flare-ups. I had terrible bladder issues where I was genuinely like pissing myself on the trading floor. I had to wear those like tenor pads for like incontinence for a long time when I was 26. There was a lot of like stuff going on for me internally that was like my body screaming at me, basically. But at the time, I had no sense that in any way my body could talk to me. I was just like, I have a symptom, I go to the doctor fixes it. But that wasn't what was going on. My body was trying to show me that I was like trapped inside of this identity that I was no longer wanting to exist within. And whilst I was on this journey of feeling like this extreme level of claustrophobia, I started doing yoga. And I've told this before, but like there was a part of me that started doing yoga teacher training, in all honesty, because I thought if I could do the splits and a handstand, a man might love me. But there was also a part of me that I would come out of yoga quite often and be like, oh, I feel like less claustrophobic somehow. There was something in me that was opening through yoga, outside of becoming more flexible and not being able to do a handstand, but you know what I mean. And through doing yoga, I decided to then do a yoga teacher training, which I don't really know why I did it, because I think I knew in my heart that I was never really going to teach yoga. But I did it anyway. And I was still in banking at the time. And I was like, I'm going to do this yoga teacher training, because I think in my heart, I was like, maybe this is like a change of echo chamber and I'll learn something new and blah, 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 blah. And as I started this yoga teacher training, the training that I did was quite focused on not only the physical practice, but there was a lot around personal development, spiritual development, all that kind of stuff alongside it. And at one point during the training, the teacher turned around and asked me what I wanted. And I stood up and I said, I just want to be free. And the teacher turned around to me and he said, Lucy, in what way are you not free? And I honestly was like, I don't understand the question. So, okay, I want to be free. In what way am I not free? And I stood there and I was like, I mean, objectively, I am free. Like, objectively, I could do anything at that point in time. Like, I had a pretty high level of financial freedom. I am a privileged white woman. Like, there's a high level of freedom that I hold. But I felt so trapped. And I was so confused, because I was like, wait, this doesn't make any sense. Why do I feel trapped when objectively I am free? And I had this moment of realizing that external freedom means absolutely nothing without internal permission. External freedom means nothing without internal permission. So what I mean by that is, like, we can have all of the freedom in the world in terms of, like, we have all the cash, we have like amazing jobs, we've got all the stuff, blah, 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 like, but if we do not allow ourselves to actually do something with that, we're not free. Like, unless we start to break down the construct of like who we think we should be in the world in order to be good enough, we will always feel trapped, regardless of what relationship we're in, what job we have. Like, we will always feel trapped. And that moment, if I'm really honest, I think it helps me to realize that I was living a life by rules that I did not write. and that those rules were trapping me and they were resulting in me performing a life that I did not choose. And in truth, that moment woke me up to a certain degree. It was this moment of realizing, like, oh, sweet Jesus, I am actually causing my own pain to a certain degree. Like, how do I unravel this? Like, when it's me, I can't blame anyone else. It is me that is trapping me. So I guess with that, the point I want to make to you right now, if you are in this experience of feeling like trapped, something's wrong, ugh, that whole thing, I want you to know that you're not broken, that there is nothing wrong with you, that you're not too much for wanting more, that you're not ungrateful for wanting something else when you already have so much, that you're not failing at life. I want you to know that the reason that you're feeling the way that you're feeling is because there is a deep, deep part of you, the most wonderful, magical, liberated, incredible part of you that is knocking on the door and is wanting to be heard. And currently, the patterns that you hold that you didn't choose, that were kind of passed down to you by your family, by the culture that you grew up in, by society at large, by the roles that we place on men and women, are trapping you and are keeping you inside of this box where this free, liberated, wonderful person can't escape. So the voice in your head that's telling you you need to be grateful, the voice in your head that's telling you you need to keep your shit together, that you can't cry, that you can't be too vulnerable, that you can't share how you feel, that you need to carry on achieving, that you'd be a failure to quit, that, like, you'd be mad to give up whatever it is that you're wanting to give up. Like, that is not your voice. It's not your voice. And, like, I think a part of you knows that that's not your voice, but you're so used to it being there. We kind of internalize it and we just think, like, oh, that's just how I am. But it's like, if you can experience that voice talking to you, then who is listening? Like, someone has to be listening, right? To be able to hear the voice. And that in itself is an essence of freedom. That's not your voice. The fact that something feels off and you have this wonderful life isn't a sign that you're ungrateful. It's a sign that you're waking up. And one thing that I think is really important for me to share in this is that this whole story, even though my journey meant me leaving my job in banking and redefining a lot of different areas of my life, this journey, it's not necessarily about throwing your life away. It's not necessarily about leaving a job. It's not necessarily about leaving a country. It's not necessarily about, like, changing a partner or finding a partner. It is really a story about unraveling a cage that's keeping you trapped. And as you unravel the cage that's keeping you trapped, life just naturally starts to orchestrate itself around you. I really, really deeply believe this into the depth of my soul. I've seen it happen so many times with my own clients. I've seen it happen in my own journey, with the journey of my different friends. Like, that ache that you feel, it's not a weakness. It's not a weakness. And so often we talk to people in our lives like, oh, do you feel this way? Like, I kind of feel a bit like, and people say, no, I don't feel that way. Like, everything's fine. Just carry on. Like, what are you thinking? What are you talking about? And then we start to doubt ourselves. We doubt the call. We doubt that, like, something is whispering to us. We start to be like, oh, well, everyone else seems fine, so I'll just carry on. But the ache that you feel is not weakness. It's intelligence. It's your soul trying to speak to you, trying to whisper, like, there's more to life than this. Like, time to crack the cage so that we can actually live a life that feels free and magical rather than this really confined experience where we feel trapped all the time. Yeah. So with this, I've kind of been on a bit of a ramble for the last 20 minutes, but I want to talk a little bit about what this podcast is all about. And my intention with this podcast is to really give space to talk about some of the shit that we don't talk about very often. So to talk about and bring to light the realities of the like messy journey of liberation, the messy journey of like trying to figure out how to exist in this crazy world and live a life of freedom and move towards magic and experience oneness and all of the like magic and mystery that comes with being on a path of liberation. We're going to be talking about like the real nitty gritty of healing, of like how we abandon ourselves and how we stop abandoning ourselves, about the nervous system, about the inner child, about boundaries, voice, personal power, about high functioning loneliness. Like, God, that is so real. As I say it, I'm like, oh, the ache in my heart. But my real deepest intention is that this is a space about real conversations about what it really means to be free within your own life. And as I said, it's not about quitting your job and moving to Bali, although you're more than welcome to do that. But it's really about coming into a space of trusting yourself and accepting yourself. And from that place, so much magic unfolds. I can't even begin to tell you. So I'm so excited to be on this journey with you. I'm so excited to be on this exploration of podcasting with you. I obviously did my one with Tessa, but this is my first one on my own. Yeah, it just feels like such an honor to be sharing this space with you. And I 100% do not have all the answers. I am still on my own journey with this. I know what it is like to be in the ache. I also know what it's like to come back to life. I know what it's like to then go back into the ache again and then come back to life again. Like, I know this journey for myself, and I really see us all as on this journey together. Yeah. So that is me for now. It's been a joy to be with you. I love you all so deeply. And I can't wait to share more with you in the near future.